I want to preach tonight on pleasing God. You know, when you look at people today, somebody is pleasing somebody. You know, you can work on a job and you can, you want to please the company. You if you really like your job, you want to do your best to be faithful. You want to be reliable. You want the company to be pleased with you. A lot of times people do that for they want promotion. They want promotion. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. Or they want something, pleasing somebody. It's like, you know, that the Bible said the wife will please the husband and the husband please the wife. And that's wonderful. But the danger is that if we in the ministry begin to want to please people more than we do God, we're going to be put out. We're going to be put out from that because we cannot please God and please man also. Now the Bible says that we cannot please Him in the flesh. No flesh is going to please God. It's in the Word of God. Whatever I do in the flesh, even though, I eat, I walk, but that's not what pleases God. What pleases God is being obedient and loving Him, and it's not hard to serve God when you love God. Do you hear me? His commandments are not grievous. Do you hear me? You know, if He doesn't give you everything you want, you still love Him. You still want to please Him. And I noticed that when you go back to Genesis, all the way back to Genesis, there was a man that walked with God because he pleased God and God walked with him. Do you hear me? I can't, you know, to try to please you and walk contrary to you, there is going to be a problem. Do you hear me? If I'm asking you to do this and do that, but you do it, but not out of your heart. Do you hear me? You just do it. Or at a more convenient time. I know people that they'll make a commitment, but then they don't keep that commitment. Do you hear me? You come to an altar, you cry, you tell the Lord, if you save me, if you heal my daughter or deliver my son, I promise you, Lord, I'll do more for you than I have been doing. And you know, the slothfulness and so forth. We seem like we're more sincere with God is when we're more in trouble. Do you hear me? Do you hear that? It's just the way, that's just how we are, and it's the flesh, just like the loaves and fishes and that. God knows what we're committed to Him, how much I want to please Him. And here it was, when you look at the Christ, the Son of God, He said, everything I do, my words, the works I do, everything that I do to please my Father. I come here not to please myself, but I come here to please the Father. Even when He took the stripes on His back, when He took rejection in that garden, when He cried out, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass over. But nevertheless, what He was saying, I want to please You in everything. Everything, I know what I'm facing, but I'm wanting to please You in all of this. Amen to God. When we suffer with Him, that's pleasing with God. Do you hear me? When we're persecuted because of Him, and we take it, we love Him, that's pleasing God. Amen to God. See, God, trying to please Him is not like trying to please a man. You know, you take a gift to make room for you. Do you hear me? And also bring you before great men in that. But the gifts that God wants is totally different than the gifts that we have by the flesh. I know I must present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. I should be pleasing to do that. I should want to please God in my walk with God, in my conversation about the things of God. If I'm going to please God, I must walk by faith. By faith, for without faith it's impossible to please God. I can please a lot of people doing something for them, and they can thank you. You know, even you can take somebody and you take somebody, even that's mad at you, they're arguing with you, a soft answer will turn away wrath. It will do that. But we can come talk to God and ask Him, Lord, I want to please You. please you when I'm singing. I want to please you in praying. But if we don't have a love and a desire, it's not going to be pleasing with God. Do you hear me? I know that there's times this flesh, it wants no way to please God. It wants nothing to do with God. It's contrary to the Spirit of God. A lot of people could have been here, but the flesh kept them out of here. And then they say they're pleasing God. If you're not praying, if your whole heart's desire is not to do the will of God, then God's not pleased with you. Do you hear me? God wasn't pleased with Israel. He brought them. He brought them out of Egypt, but he was displeased with them out there. They murmured. They complained. And finally the earth opened up. Finally the time came that God said, none of them I brought out's going to go in but Caleb and Joshua, because they were not pleasing in the sight of God. Christ goes out in that water, and when he comes up out of there, there's a voice that speaks from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I'm telling you, God, if we're not pleasing God, we're pleasing self or somebody else. I'm telling you, if we please God, it's going to be good. All things work together for the good to them that love God, keep his commandments, and please it in his sight. A sacrifice. Even when David had sinned and he'd done the adultery, committed murder, he knew what that sacrifice was. That broken heart, that contrite. When I'm right with God, then my worship's right with God. When my praise to him means more than just saying I love you, but it's in my heart. Words come so easy, but God weighs the actions and the motive of a man. Do you hear me? Why am I here? If you never gave me a penny, I didn't come here for no money. I come here to please God. But if I come here to get what I wanted, I'm going to leave with my own reward, and God's not going to reward me for it. When I meet him, I'm in trouble. Do you hear me? If I'm not repentant, you know. Years ago, I'll say this, and just some personal in my life. My mom and my dad, when we was little children, my mom and my dad split up. She took us to Kentucky, and my dad stayed. I didn't see my dad. It was troubling as a little boy when I would see other children have a mom and a dad. I had a mom now, but a dad, you know, I didn't know what a dad was. I didn't know, didn't hear from him for a long, long time. And I wondered about him. I thought about him. I wanted to see him so bad. And when I got up about 13, 14 years old, here, I wanted my dad, I wanted to be with him so bad. I loved him. I wanted to be with him. And so he got a place. And I was about 14, 13 years old. Everything I did, I wanted to please my dad. I mean, I even tried to cook him supper. I took care of the garden. I did this. And I wanted, when he would come home, I wanted him to be proud of me. I just wanted to do everything to please my dad. Today we got children, they don't want to please their mom, they don't want to please their dad, they're disobedient. I'm telling you, your life can be cut short real quick with God. Do you hear that? I know you might not want to hear it, but God says it's in this book. That's what I say, and not what we think. Do you hear me? The Bible says, honor your father and mother. Lord God, we're rebellious, we're stubborn. Look who's been feeding you. Look who takes you to the hospital. Look who prays about who feed, who takes. It's your mom and dad. Do you hear me? It's somebody that loves you. And I know that God is well pleasing in obedience to his word. I'm going to walk with him. Brother Bill, I must agree with him. It must be. It's not contrary to his word. The Spirit of God does everything in us to please Almighty God. He glorifies him. He praises and honors him. It's the Spirit in us. It's the Spirit of truth that worships him in spirit and in truth. That's the pleasing of God, to be able to say, God, I want to live holy, and by the grace of God, I will live holy. I want to walk with you in a crooked, evil, adulterous world. Eli did it. Daniel could do it. Shadrach, Meshach could do it. Jeremiah could do it. They came to please God because they had a love for God, and they knew God loved them also. Amen. That's the way it must be. A marriage. You take a marriage. It's easy to get married, but it seems like it's hard at times. You don't want to stay married. Do you hear me? After a while, you don't like what she looked like. She didn't do this and that. You know, but I can tell you, it's like a man. He called the pastor, and he said, Pastor, I need to talk to you. Here they've been married for some years, went in there. And he said, Pastor, I don't love my wife no more. I think I'm going to divorce her. He said, why? He said, I don't love her. He said, love her anyway. He said, what do you mean? Love her anyway. That's like the Lord. Lord, there's some things I'm having a hard time with. Son, just fall in love with me, and you'll love my ways. You'll love my thoughts. You'll love my words, and my commandments won't be grievous. My God, when you're in love with somebody, you'll do anything for it. And the Lord said, I love you, Bill, so much. I'll give my life for you, as I want to please my Father. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. My God, we should be the most pleasing people to the Christ that paid all the price.
Amen.
You said, yeah, but I had some bad parents in that. Yeah, I know that. But I have no right to hold unforgiveness against them. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God, for Christ's sake, forgave us, then we ought to forgive them also. I don't want to live in a grudge and in a hatred. We can't please God in that. Mm-hmm. I must have faith when I say, oh God, I'm coming to you. I know you love me. But when I come there, I can say, Lord, I pray if there's anything I'm doing displeasing you, forgive me. Forgive me. Amen. If I got a wrong spirit about me, if I got bitterness about me, if I got angry where I shouldn't be, I want to please you. Son, love your enemy. Forgive them that trespass against you. That pleases me, saith God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You know, Lord, you should think we should be the most blessed, the most happiest, joyful people upon this earth.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Do you hear that?
Amen.
We don't supposed to be deadly stones. We supposed to be lively stones. Do you hear me? I'm telling you. You know, it's something. We should be able to cry over more for the living than we do the dead. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Lord God, what am I saying? I should be praying for that lost sinner more now than when I think he died and didn't know if he was saved. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Dear God, am I preaching when I'm praying to him? You better believe that's preaching. It's a prayer from my heart. Do you hear me? When I'm giving, I should be a cheerful giver. I want to please God that when I go there, it's not a blemish, it's not a spot or a wrinkle or a leftover something that a pair of shoes. It should be, God, I want to give you my best because you gave me your best. You for God, you gave your only begotten Son. You gave your best. Shouldn't I give my best? I should present this body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That should be pleasing in my heart that I could do that and serve this living God.
Amen.
Should be that way. Should be that way. Ought not we to walk even as he walked?
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Yeah. Walk. Not to please ourselves, but to please him. Long as I'm pleasing him, brother, that's all that counts. Yeah. And those that love me will love you. Do you hear me? Say, oh, brother, I thank God. I give God all the glory prayer. I've been in churches not long ago and preaching that. And people say, brother, I'm sure glad you obeyed the Lord. Because some of government knows what's going on in that church. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I get up here and preach. I don't get up here and find a sermon that to make you feel good. I want a message in my heart from heaven above. But that takes getting down and saying, whatever you give me, Lord, I want to be obedient to it. Do you hear me? Yes, I felt the Lord. Do I pray enough? No. Do I fast enough? No. Do I go to church enough? No. Because it's all Him. If I went to church, preached every day, fasted every day, seen souls read, it's still Him that does it. And I give Him the glory and the praise that a day will come when He will say to me, Enter in, you've been faithful. You please me. I want to hear Him say, as the Father said, this is my beloved Son. I want to hear the Christ say, this is my Son. This is my daughter, Father. And I'm well pleased with them. I'm well pleased with that church. They may not be a whole bunch, but them that are there, they are my people.
That's what I want.
I thought, oh God, Lord, you're in the midst. You know, when He wakes me up, I tell you what, I don't jump out of there like I'm in a marathon race. Do you hear me? I get out of there, I go walking around, I rub my eyes. I walk in there, I look what time it is and that. Boy, it's not even broke daylight yet. That flesh has gone back to bed. And I can tell you, if I listen to it, I'm not going to please God. I'm going to crawl back in that bed. Do you hear me? Oh, dear God. But when it's time to eat, here I come. Hear me what I'm telling you, dear God. I want to please Him. I want to please Him. And the more you please Him, the more people are going to come against you.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's true. You need to walk with God every day. Can I walk with God every day?
Yes.
If you want to.
If you want to.
Now, some want to walk with Him Sunday morning for about a couple hours. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, you ain't walking with Him. That's like I want to be married to my wife only when I want to be with her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to be with her all the time. Yeah. Amen. You think. People that love, you know, God said, as David said, and that was the Spirit of God that was giving him the words of God. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord. Most of us don't care. He's preached over 20 minutes. Dear Lord, do you hear me? But then we go home, and it's a lot of flesh, a lot of pain. I say, well, listen, if you can't pray at church, you tell me, are you praying at home? I'm telling you, the prayer has to be by the Spirit. The flesh does not want to pray, and when you don't want to pray, and you don't pray, it's not the Spirit of God. Shout with me now. And same way going to church. We'll make a dozen excuses not to be in church. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you, that's flesh. There can be a reason. Do you hear me? Your car broke down or a storm or you got sick and couldn't make it. You know, I can tell you, Lord, if we treated a job that way, if we had a doctor we did that way, they'd probably say, find you another doctor. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? But do you hear that? Well, I can tell you, if we want to please Him, it will be by faith. By faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please. Impossible. It's like taking a squirt gun trying to put out a volcano. It just ain't going to happen, brother. It's like getting a snow shovel and going out here and shoveling every bit of the snow a foot deep in the whole state of Indiana. You ain't going to do it. You're not going to do it. What God is saying, it's impossible. And when God says it's impossible, brother, it's impossible. But if God says all things are possible to him that believes, then all things are possible. That's just the way it is. But he said, I am a rewarder to who? To the slothful, to the laziness, to the slumbering, to the boy. Most people say, I'll serve God at a more convenient time. Do you? No, sir. I found out King Agrippa, he said that, almost persuaded me. Some wanted to hear Paul and said, look, Paul, at a more convenient time. That's saying, we're going to put God in this when we want to hear him. It's not that way. If he wants to wake us up 3 o'clock, wake us up. Do you hear me? That flesh don't want to. That flesh don't want to go to church. That old man. And the danger is, Brother Ken, when we start converting back to the old person, it will make excuse not to go to church. It'll make an excuse not to give. It'll make excuse not to read the Bible, because that old person cannot please God, and them that are of the flesh cannot please God also.
Amen.
How much flesh are we? I said, oh Lord, I believe any flesh is too much flesh. I believe that. Hey, I believe that. That's why he said we're crucified. We're crucified with Christ. You know, yes, I got to eat to stay alive. So do you. You got to work to make a living. Amen to God. That God knows that. But in everything we do, should not we have a testimony that pleases God.
Yes.
Amen.
Do you hear that? A testimony should speak. A testimony will only speak as loud as you live. Hello?
That's right.
Do you hear me? You know, I can say I'm a Christian, but my life, that shows opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, my works will show you what I believe. Faith without, amen. Do you understand? Oh, take hold of this. Same way, if I say I'm a Christian, if I tell you tonight I'm an apple tree, then I'm an apple tree. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Then you're gonna expect apples. Amen to God. If you sow soybeans, then up will come soybeans. Do you hear me? Corn won't come up in case there's some God in mixed with it. Do you hear me? But the flesh and the spirit are at war as much as light and darkness. You know, in the Word of God, God said, who we are attached up with, yoked up, we're part of that. Do you hear me? What am I saying? If I'm joined to a harlot, I become one. I become one with that harlot. Shout with me now if you want to. You say, is that right? That's what that book says. God said, well, it's what I become, who I behold, who I love, who my desire is, who my thoughts are. Do you hear it? It's like, you ever notice you meet somebody over the years, and all of a sudden, love is there. It didn't come in a bottle. He might have brought you a rose. He might have brought you some perfume. He might have got you a gift. And that's just the attraction. Do you hear me? That's the attraction. Well, he must like me. Do you hear me? Yeah. And the more he wants to see you say, well, he's liking me. But his love cannot make you your love for him. Do you? It cannot be that way. You can say, well, that's nice. I appreciate it. Here comes Joe down the road. He picks up aluminum cans and hat. He's got a little shack down there. And she falls in love with him and leads to me in there. Why? Because that's just the way it is with people. That heart. And that's the way with us. When our heart is young and tender, we love the Word of God. We want to go to church. We want to testify about him. God help us. We want to pray. We want to be part of the body of Christ. But after a few years, our love begins to wax cold. All of a sudden, we're still going to church. We hate sin. We want no part of sin. We hate evil. We don't want nothing to do with it. We hate the deeds of that world out there. But yet God, that javel that comes down in judgment, he said to that church, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. You've left your first love. When you used to love me, didn't you want to come to church? Didn't you want to come to revival? Didn't you want to come and pray? Didn't you have a desire to see souls saved? Didn't you want to sing song? You may not have been the best, but you sung it to me anyway. Oh my God. Somebody testify. We're like popcorn. I love the Lord. Thank God I'm here. He gave me that love. Gave me that joy. That passes. That peace that passes. I have a love for him. He loves me so much. All I want to do is please him and love him and serve him and obey him. And I believe you'll hear his voice say, you are a loved one. You are a sister, a brother. I'm well pleased with you, my daughter. I'm well pleased with you, my son.
Amen.
I believe that.
Yes.
I believe that. But all of a sudden, it can become a routine.
Yeah.
He can just become.
Amen to God. That's about what he can become. It can just become habit forming, in other words.
It's no more a deep love for him, and no more a hungry thirst. And
when I read God's word, I take God's word exactly what it is, his word.
Yeah. Amen to God. I don't put question marks on it. The devil wanted me to many times. But I said, no, I don't understand, but you said it. That's all it means. That's what that means. It. I can tell you that every man be a liar, but God, you are true.
Amen,
amen to God. You know, I come up here at times. As an auditor, and I'll get down. There's times I say a few words. Sometimes I almost sound like a recording. Hear me what I'm saying. And there's other times I come into that, and I just start breaking, bawling, and crying. Do you hear me? Oh, that's a time. It's just like he just came to that altar and visited me. There's times like the heavens are shut up. I said to Linda here just recently, I said, I'm in there. I said, I'm trying to pray, and it's so hard. I'm trying to say I love you, Lord, and it's just like it's so hard, and I'm I know it's the enemy fighting. I know it's the powers of darkness. I know that. And it's easy to stop. And I just keep saying, Lord, you know my heart. If there's anything that I'm displeasing you, if my conversation is not holy, if I'm saying things, if I backbite somebody, if I made the wrong judgments, did I say, even during this revival, I go back home and I pray and I ask the Lord, was there anything that I got into the flesh with? Did I say anything that I should not say to somebody? Did you hear that? You know why? Because I want to please God Almighty.
Amen.
I want to please him. You know, you notice the guy on the job, the one that pleases the boss enough and pats him on the back, scratch, he's the one that gets pretty close to the boss. Do you hear it? And the other guy says, yeah, I know what he's up to. I know what he's up to. He's just trying to get him good with him. Hear me what I'm saying? Hear me what I'm saying? He's trying to want the job or something. Hear me what I'm saying? He wants to be the, you know, he wants to rub shoulders with the boss. Well, I tell you right now, the problem is I'm not looking for the reward of man. I'm looking for the reward of Christ. Now, oh, God, do you hear that? I thank God for churches that give and the work of God. That amen. That's pleasing with God. That sacrifice. Go with me to Psalms 51 quickly here. Amen to God. Psalms 51. Go with me. I believe it's about the last verse in Psalms 51. Listen. Now we know that David had committed adultery. We know that David, so many things he was doing. But in Psalms 51, just go with me, starting with verse 16. And I'm going to read down to the last verse, 19. Psalms 51 and starting with verse, let's go with verse 15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Well, he said, I can come up here. I can come up here. And pray to him, say things to him. But if I'm not living a righteous life, if I'm not living holy, how can I tell him I'm trying to please him? If I know I'm lying, I'm lying.
Right.
Do you hear me? If I know I should, if I'm really meaning sincere with God, I should know if I'm not right with God. I should know that. That'd be like us getting saved, and after that, we don't know if we're right here or we're not right. Lord God, we should know if we're doing things that's pleasing with God. It's like your wife, your husband, your children, your mom, dad, they got rules, they got things to say, and when those children are not doing, they're not pleasing with mom. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? And in disobedience, we should know that. If we're not praying, if we're not giving out of our heart, God loves that affect you. And I believe everything we do, we should come to him and tell him we do love you. But when we say it, it's truly from the heart, and our actions and our words will speak loud with God. Yeah. Do you hear me? You know, if we were in the Old Testament, you better not blame a three-legged sheep there. You better not blame a spotted, blemished, half-sick animal. You know, I believe there in Genesis, when they were offering sacrifices, Cain and Abel offered a sacrifice of righteousness, and God counted it unto him. Do you hear me? He accepted that. He had respect to Abel's sacrifice, but he rejected Cain's sacrifice. Do you hear me? What he done, he gave the fattest. He gave his best. And that's what we need to do. Give our best. And if I'm not giving him the best here, I'm not giving him what he wants. Do you hear me? I can give. It's like giving honor. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Oh, I worship you, Lord. But God says, well, but your heart is far from me. You know what he said about that? He said, ye hypocrites. You hypocrites. He called them hypocrites. Did not Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? You draw nigh to me with your mouth, and with your lips you show much, but your hearts fall. He called them hypocrites. It's like saying, I love you, but I'm not keeping your commandments. I say I love the house of God, but I really don't want to be there. I say I love your word of God, but I'm not reading it. How can I love something and not partake of it?
Amen.
Do you hear me? We make all kind of excuses. I thought, oh God, help me. Help us, Lord. And I said, Lord, I want that love. I want that desire. I want that with your promises are yea and yea and yea and yea and yea and yea and, yea and amen, amen. I want it there, Lord, where it says, you told me I would be blessed if I hunger and thirst for righteousness. Let me offer a sacrifice of righteousness. I can tell you, we can present this body a holy sacrifice, a pure sacrifice, a loving sacrifice to God. He don't want leftover pieces and parts. He wants all of us. Son, no greater love you can have for me than when you lay your life down for me. Give me what? Give me the best. Give me the best. I don't want what you don't care about having. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Oh God, do you hear me? Lord, help us. I want to give my best. You know, I know I can clap my hands. You can too. But in my heart, if all of it is an outer, but no inward. Do you hear me? It must be an inner working of God's Spirit, the grace of God. There, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10, what I just read a little while ago. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. It's just so wonderful what he says to us through the Apostle Paul. He says right here, he said, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord. He did walk worthy of the Lord. God, and it pleased God. And listen to this. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful. And I said, oh God, I want to be fruitful. I want to be fruitful. And he's given us the fruits of the Spirit to be fruitful. Yeah. I desire the spiritual gifts. Not for just me, but for the body of Christ, that you be pleased, that my offering be a pleasing, a sacrifice. And when my sacrifice is given, it's got saltiness in it. And that I want the power of you. I want the anointing of you. Why? Not for me, but for the body of Christ, that Christ be exalted in everything, in lifting up holy hands. When I lift these hands up, I want them to be holy hands, because I've touched the holy things of God. I've touched, oh God, I know your word is holy. I want to be holy. You said you're holy. I want to be just like you. Do you hear that? As Christ spoke, as Christ walked, as Christ lived, I want to live that life. And I can if we're joined together. Then we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Do you hear me? Oh God, it's like children It's like children today. Lord help us. You know, you leave a will with them. Oh, Lord God, all they want is what's in the will. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, you know what I want? I want the one that wrote the will. Do you? Come on, brother. That's who I want. For in him, it pleased God in the fullness. My God, do you hear me? Oh, my God, do you hear me? I'm not interested in mom and dad's will if they don't want me in it. But I sure want to know the New Testament will of God. I want to know his will. And when I know his will, then I know how to please him doing his will.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
That's his word.
There you go, brother.
His word is
amen
his word.
To God. So how did Jesus please the Father? By doing his will. Yeah. Amen to God. And that there was things that he knew. He knew that it would please the Father.
Amen.
To smite him. But he did not come to please himself. He came to please the Father. And that's with you and me. We've been bought with a price. We've been redeemed with that precious blood. And not of corruptible, but what? Uncomfortable. Amen. Why? And that's that precious word of God. And I want to please him. And I said, praying this morning, talking to him, I said, Lord, I want to please you. I want you to be pleased with me as Almighty God. As you please the Father, I know if I please you, it pleases the Father too. Oh, my God. He's given us everything we need to please him. We have no excuse, preachers. We have no excuse, sisters. He's given us everything we need to please him down here, and also to walk with him here, to live with him here. And I can tell you, I said, oh, God, what pleases you? And in that word of God, faith. Pleases God. Faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. And what is faith? Believing that's his word and doing what it says. My God. That pleases God. That pleases God. Oh my God. He said, when he comes, shall I find faith on the earth? I said, oh God, let me, God. Oh God, you come. You know, you come. Let me be doing your will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Even when he told the disciples, when you pray in this manner, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I said, Lord, in earth, look at it out there, it's a mess. And I know what the Lord, it's the will in here, his will being done in the body. Oh, and it was God's will in Christ being done on the earth, brother. My God, I don't do nothing except I see my Father do. I don't say nothing but what my Father said. My God, oh my God, let it be so. He's my master. I'm a prisoner of Christ. I want to run the race. If I can see somebody say, that's my desire, that's my thirst to do and please God.
Amen. Lord, yes.
You know, you ever saw an animal that loves its owner? He'll do about everything to please him. Oh, you know, there's people that's got animals, they know when that car pulls up who it is. You hear that? When they pull up, that animal has got its head looking out the window and its tail's doing this. Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. It's true. It's jumping up and down. Open that door and it's almost jumping up, licking. Hear me what? I mean, it pops up. Do you hear me? You know why? It's happy to see its master home. Oh, come on. Come on now, church. Oh, dear God. That's just a come on now. Oh, let me. Oh, Lord God. Give me, oh, God. Give me what you want me to have. That I use it for the kingdom of God. That I can do those things. I should have a testimony. My God, I should have a testimony. If you don't tell it after a while, you won't believe it. Come on now. Come on. Come on now. Do you hear me? Oh, my God. It don't have to be a lot of words. But I can tell you, if I stood here for 1,000 years, I still never said enough about it. I never done enough about it, because it's all about him. He's the center of this book. He's the volume of this book. He's the Lord of this temple. He is the priest of the house of God. He's the first and the last. He's coming back for a church that's pleasing Him. Be all well pleased, my good and faithful servant.
Amen.
I want it. I want that.
Amen.
I want to please Him.
Praise
Why? Because I love Him.
Yes.
I love Him. I want to hear Him say, I love you, son. I know He does. I know He does.
Yes.
I know He does. But I want to hear Him say, I'm well pleased with you.
Yeah. Well done.
Well done. There you go, brother. God sent His Son. When He hung on the cross, He said, Father, it's finished. I've done exactly what You sent me to do. Why did He save me? So He could live in this body.
Yeah.
That belongs to Him. I want to walk with Him. Sometimes He wants you, and I know it's pleasing when you walk humbly with Him. Amen. And yet also I thank God for humbleness, meekness. But God also said the righteous is as bold as a lion. They don't back on His word. They stand right there, brother, and they'll declare the word of God. Whether you like it or not, they're going to stand for truth.
Amen.
Christ stood, and He said, for this reason, this purpose, I came into the world. I was born for this cause, what, to bear witness of the truth, for the truth. And I want to be able to say, Lord, I've chosen the way of truth. I've walked in truth. I tell you, if you don't walk in truth, you're not walking with this Christ that I know, for He is truth. If you're not walking with Him, you're not walking with the life of eternity. Do you hear me? You know, if you're not walking with Him, then you're not in His way. Do you hear me? Because He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, brother, he that has the Son has life, brother. And he that has the Spirit of truth has the Word, who's Christ. Amen to God. And if you're obeying Him, I can tell you, He'll have you in that little straight and narrow way. And yet He'll take you places, Lord, that you would have never found. Open the doors. I said to the Lord time, I said, Lord, open the doors you want me in. Shut them you don't. Lord, I said to the Lord, going in them many countries over there, I said, Lord, no matter what, giving them clothes, money, food, Bibles, and all of that. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But I want to know, and I know it's God's will to do those things, but I want to know, Lord, am I in the place I'm supposed to be? And it pleased God to send into the church and say that pleased Him.
Amen.
There you go. There you go. It pleased God. It pleased God. What? It pleased God so much that everything that Christ done, He was pleased with. Even when He said, you will see the kingdom of God and the power, the glory of it, was a few days later, He took them up into that mountain. And up there, a transfiguration took place. Here's Elijah, and here's Moses talking with Him. And all of a sudden, a cloud overshadowed. They didn't see who was in the cloud, but they heard the voice. This is My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And Peter, all the way over in the book of Peter, he said he heard that. He heard that voice. They were there from that mountain. Amen to God. So they knew it was God Almighty telling man, that's My Son, in whom I'm Build all the tabernacle churches you want. Name them whatever names you want them. But except Christ build it. It's all the name. All the singing, all the preaching. I thought of last night's message there about vainness, about vain in that. Paul, it had to hurt him in heart that when he would preach, he said that except you believe in vain, that all the work, the labor he done, that would it become vain. Because hearing it, not doing it, it's vain. Doing it, going so far, and then going right back to that world.
He said that all that labor, he prayed that it wouldn't become vain. That's why I believe we're in a day, Lord, don't let me go somewhere to preach. Well, it's just going to be vain. Mm-hmm. Faith without works is dead, it's vain. Mm-hmm. Amen to God. I said, Lord, help us. Help us. That whatever, that farmer doesn't do all that work just to put stuff out there and hope. No. You say, well, do you believe you're going to get a harvest? He said, yeah, I would have never planted it.
Right.
Yeah. I would have never taken care.
Yeah. He guards that seed.
You better believe it, brother. Amen. Why do I come and call? I love you. Mm-hmm. It pleases. It pleases him. Mm-hmm. To see us even prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. That pleases God. It's God's good will that none perish. It pleases God to bless his people.
Amen.
But we must be obedient. No, Lord, help me to see Job in the condition he was and still believe his Redeemer liveth. Still believe in all of this. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, that's somebody that says, I know him. I know him more than just his name. I know him. That even if he slays me, he loves me doing it.
Amen.
I trust him.
Amen.
Can I say, it's easy to say it. It's easy to say it. And there's times when you want to go through that fire. If you say, Lord, I want to go through that fire, and God wants us to go through that fire, that we be refined. So when we come out, our faith is more precious than all the silver and gold in this world.
Amen.
The trying of your faith, oh, more precious. Ask Peter, he'll tell you all about it. And I can tell you, it's not always a happy thing going through, but if you hold on and endure, patience will possess your soul.
Yeah.
And when you come out, you can say, glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
And you say, Lord, I know you love me now, son. I've loved you always. Amen. From the beginning of the world. Amen. Amen. There you go, brother. From the foundation of the world. I knew you before I formed you.
Amen.
Oh, do you hear that? I knew you before I formed you. Before you was even conceived.
Right.
I already got you ordained.
Amen.
Lord and my God. If that's not a love, all I can tell you.
You.
I feel you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do I want to please him? I know it's got hard on my people. Even Jeremiah, so rejected. If you read the Lord, it was, I think it was, just before we come to revival here, the Lord, early that morning, I don't know what time it was and that, but you ever woke up and there's something on your heart, on your mind, that he, you know, even when you sleep, God can come and seal his instructions,
mm-hmm.
even while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Lord, instruct me thy ways.
Yeah.
Teach me, Lord. I want to know. Because if I go my way, I'm in trouble. But if I be led of your spirit in obedience, I will be pleasing you.
Yeah,
and how much do I want to please him? Oh, Lord. You know, it's like a sports whatever. Those people out there playing those games, they want to be the best, don't they? They want to be the MVP, most valuable player. They want to have the biggest name, you know what I mean? They want to be the star of, do you hear me what I'm saying? Everybody's out for number one. Now that's flesh, but I know who the number one is.
Amen.
There's a song, the number one love is Jesus.
Amen.
The number one love is Jesus. Oh, he's my bridegroom.
Amen.
I said he's my bridegroom.
Amen.
I'm married to him. I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, as a wife wants to please her husband, as a husband wants to please his wife.
I sure, and that's what children ought to do, young people. They need to please their mom and dad. And I can tell you, God will keep you. God will keep you. But when you rebel and you're stubborn, I can tell you, if you will honor your father, your life, even promote, God will even give you longer life. Do you hear me? What that's in the word. See, that's the first commandment with promise. Do you hear me what I'm saying? And when you open this book up, when you please in Him, it's because you're holding to the promises of God. But in the flesh, no flesh will please God. No flesh. What are you saying? No, I'm saying sitting back there. That's. I'm saying I know the works of the flesh, and it's totally a war. It's totally contrary to the Spirit of God, as much as fire and water is completely opposite of what. As light and darkness, I want to say, Lord, Enoch walked with you. But the truth was, God walked with me. I can say I come to church, but that don't mean God's with me. I can come to this altar, and God, I get down in it, and still not be with me. Because not everyone that says, Lord, Lord. What am I saying? I can come up here until my heart, my desire, is for Him. More than anything else, I cannot serve you. What are you saying? Whosoever comes to me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross. If you lose your life for me, then you gain my life. Your life is temporal, but mine's eternity. And when they all walk away, and those disciples watch them walk away because they're offended, he looks at them. And he said, will you also go away? Peter spoke up and he said, Lord, where can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And I could see him walking one day. I don't know how much family Enoch had. But I know he had to go. I don't know where he went every day walking, but he went walking. He walked with God. Just walk, maybe just walking just down. You know, you can walk down the road. You can just find you a little private path to walk down. And you in your car, Lord, whatever. There's never no wasted time talking to Him and walking with Him. I want to walk with Him today.
Yes. Everybody.
And then tomorrow comes, I want to be walking with Him then. And I think what John said, talking about his children, and they're walking in truth,
right.
In love. Walk in love. Walk in love. And you're walking with Christ. My little children, I can tell you, walk in love. Walk in love. Who is love? God is love. Walking with Him, talking with Him, fellowshipping with Him. And He is in the light. Children of darkness and children of light. He that saith he knoweth him and walketh in darkness, he's blinded. He doesn't know him. Do you hear that? Walking. You know, even today we can see so much hatred and unforgiveness. Do you hear that? Even families hating one another. Don't even want to be. Children disobedient, unthankful. We better thank God when we've got a godly mother and a godly dad. Oh, my. Precious. Oh, I said that's precious. Amen. Amen to God. I'm going to go to Ephesians and get ready to go with me to the book of Ephesians right quick. I want to go to chapter 4 and starting with verse 1 down to verse 3, and then I'm going to go over to chapter 5. But let's go first to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthily of the vocation, the calling that God's called you in. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? You look at that in a dictionary, however, your vocation wherewith ye are called. I can tell you, when he calls you to him, you want to walk right with him. And you know, the prayer of the upright, the prayer of the upright is his delight. Do you hear that? Amen. Now listen, let me go on. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthily of the vocation wherewith ye are called. He called you out from that world unto himself. Let's walk worthy of him. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, all forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Whew, that's the gospel. Now go over with me to chapter 5 and verse 1. Be ye, chapter 5 verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God. People, when you're walking with him, in agreement with him, then you're following. That's what he said, you follow me. And you can follow Christ when he said to those disciples, follow me. Mm-hmm. Who did Christ follow? Who he is led by? The Spirit. Mm-hmm. Who took him into that wilderness? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Listen to this now. As dear children, and what? And walk, it's already been brought out tonight, and walk in love. Oh, let's go on. As who? Christ also has loved us. Whew, what filled you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. And has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Can I say, I've given him me. And let me be a sweet smelling sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. A holy sacrifice. A pure heart. A pure conversation. Pure hands. A pure conscience. And a pure mind. That's what please God wanted. Pastor, would you come tonight? I want to read this quickly in chapter 5 and verse 15. Listen to this carefully now. So wonderful about God. Verse 15, chapter 5 of Ephesians and verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.